This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
So let's talk a little bit about the community in the Wild West. So EJ, I know you spoke a little bit about the Filipino community in where you live. Is it a very multicultural area in Temple?
Well, majority of here are white, I would say. But there are also a lot of, there's also a few people who have came from different nationalities. But I think here in Temple, we are like, I would say 60 or 50% are white and the rest are different nationalities. Yeah, but when you go, when I go to Austin's and Houston's, that's where I see a lot of different cultures, different nationalities. But if you have a family, then I would, if you have a family here, I think a small city like this will be really good for your kids and for you to start living in a new country because you have a less, I would say, stimulants or you have less to think about it because you only have the basic needs in here and you can actually go to different parks and cinemas or wherever hobbies you like.
That makes sense. So it probably just depends what a nurse is looking for, right? If they're looking for a more multicultural area, they're probably going to find that in some of the bigger cities. And if they're looking for a slower pace of life, potentially a little bit less multicultural, that might be in a smaller city. What's your experience been like, Cornelia? Is it very multicultural where you live?
Yes, what I noticed is there are a lot of Asians here in Silicon Valley, probably because of the tech industry here. And for Filipino communities, there are a lot of Filipinos in the Bay Area. If I want to go to, let's say, Jollibee or Max's, which are very iconic Filipino restaurants, Milpitas is just 10 minutes away. We also have Seafood City, which is an Asian grocery store. We have a Japantown in San Jose. So also Japanese community. It's just so diverse. And personally, I feel at home because of the Filipinos around me most of the time.
Yeah. That's great. That's wonderful to hear that you feel at home. It's nice when you leave your home country and you don't feel like a fish out of water, if you guys know that saying, where you just kind of feel like, I don't know where I am, because it's really that support network that makes you feel a little bit more comfortable when you arrive. I know for myself, when I moved originally to California, we moved to a city that had a huge South African community, which is where I'm originally from. And that community support was very important for my family. We moved away from our family. We had no family coming with us. It was just my parents and my younger sister. And having that support community really made a big difference for us when we made that big move. Rana, how did you go about finding a support community when you moved to Texas or even California? Did you find that support community? Did you look at, you know, places of worship or for other, you know, multicultural communities? Can you tell us a little bit about your experience there?
Yeah, sure, Daniel. So when I came here to the USA, to California, I lived in Daly City. So I totally agree with Cornelia that it's really a lot of Asians there. So I never felt the, you know, it was an easy adjustment for me. And my whole family was also there. So it was an easy adjustment for me. The support system is there. My parents, my relatives are there. So when I going to compare that to Texas, since Texas is a very big state and everybody's scattered. So you won't see much Asian, but actually when you go to the Asian town, you'll see them there. You know, you see your people
community
from the same country where you came from. And there, we also have a Korean town here. So, you know, it's just that you have to drive like 30 plus minutes to get there. Compared to California, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you're there already. You know, there's a lot of options if your cravings for your Filipino cuisine or Chinese cuisine, you know, those Asian cuisines. But here in Texas, you're going to have to drive a little bit further because of, you know, for that reason. So, but, you know, here in Texas, it's very diverse state also because, you know, everybody's here. Like you see people came from different countries and they're all very nice, actually. I have nothing, you know, to complain about that. They're all very nice. People are very nice here in Texas. So
well,
I just
love to hear that.
Yeah. Yes. I wanted to add that I think we put a lot of time, like with Ron and onboarding and with business development, into finding and into helping you find those communities, because it is hard. It's exciting and it's a huge adventure to come to the US, but it's also really nerve-wracking, and you're leaving your friends and you're leaving your family and everything you know so well. So I know the onboarding team tries really hard to be able to find that outreach and find those communities, as well as our team on business development, to really help you get integrated. And it's such a huge part, because we want you to succeed professionally and clinically, but just as important is personally. And when you feel secure and you feel comfortable and having people that you know and communities around you, you can, you know, you feel better and you feel more at home and not a fish out of water. So just want you to know that you have such support from AMN and to be able to find those communities and find that outreach. And every city is different across the US. Everyone has different programs and different Filipino associations, but there's so many opportunities, and we try really hard to make sure that you are connected.
Right.
Very well said.
Yeah. Wherever you go, there's always like a community from your own country. That's why that's what we provide when the nurses, you know, gets to our face, and we give them all these supports for them to find their own community. So they get, you know, meet together at, you know, where they worship, or, you know, the groceries for them, if they're cravings for their home country meals, you know, they can go to that store, or, you know, and they find friends. They, you know, they find new friends here in the USA, and that's what we want. That's our goal for them.
Thank you for sharing that, Rana and Adina. That is all very true. I think it's very important that you find a good fit that matches you professionally, but also a good fit that's going to match you personally. You want to feel comfortable where you're going. You want to feel supported where you're going. I was actually just thinking, and Rana, maybe you can tell everybody about this, one of our programs, one of our support programs, but Cornelia and EJ are actually a part of our Kinetics Angel Network. So Rana, can you tell our viewers a little bit about some of those support programs, including that Kinetics Angel Network? What
is that? Our Kinetics Angel Network is actually available for all nurses who reach their 6 months period here in the USA. So our coordinator there is Rainey Kakpal. So she's the one who actually going to reach out to you all to, you know, talk about our Kinetics Angel Network. So our Kinetics Angel Network is a program for all nurses that are, you know, if you want to be part of it, you can actually help your co-nurses who just came here to kind of like going through some struggles, like, you know, trying to adjust here in the USA, who's having a hard time adjusting to the USA. So maybe you could share your experience to them in order for them to get through this, you know, period of time where they're missing their family probably, or they're having a hard time clinically, you know, like, you know, maybe you could share your experience with them once you become part of this Kinetics Angel Network. And once you become an angel, that's what actually what you're gonna do for these nurses that are just, you know, newly arrived nurse here in the USA. So sharing your experience to them clinically and living in the USA for the amount of time that you were already here, that will help them a lot to cope up and adjust easily here in the USA. So yeah, and Rainey, our coordinator, will tell you more about, you know, about the program as well once she reach out to all the nurses that have reached their 6 month period.
That's right, Rana. So that is a mentorship program that is unique to Kinetics. And we have seen a lot of success at the Angel Network. It's been going on for a long time. Cornelia and EJ, as part of the Angel Network, I'm curious what you've shared with nurses. And maybe let's talk to you, Cornelia, first about what you've learned about, let's talk about schooling. What have you learned about schooling? You mentioned that you have a son. What have you shared with other Kinetics nurses that you've met?
For newly arrived nurses here in the US, so you will get assigned to that particular nurse, and then I would help them first find an appointment. And if they have kids, I will look for the nearest school where they live so that it's an easy transition. So every district has, assigned school to that area. So it wouldn't be really hard for nurses who come with kids in the United States.
So nurses who move to the United States, they will get free schooling through the public school system. And they get schooling based on where they live, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And they nurses have the option of paying for a private school, but thankfully the U.S. education system is really good. Obviously, schools vary depending on area, but generally the public school system is really amazing, and you will be zoned for whatever school is going to be the area that you're going to be living.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
EJ, what advice do you have for parents with respect to schooling and getting their kids in school when they arrive?
My wife and kids are still in the Philippines, but my coworkers, they have kids here and they started schooling, I think, this semester. So getting to know which area will you be located and having already a plan. When the school semester starts, what are the requirements? Those vaccines can actually go to the city officers. They would really help you a lot to give all the resources you need, the requirements for your child to be applied in a public education system. And there's also a lot of Filipinos talking about now. And we give some information so that can easily. We have like a group chat messenger for our community here. So it's much more easier now for nurses who have kids, because they can give personal advice where to get vaccines, what are the requirements for the semesters and all like that.
Oh, that sounds amazing and so useful to have that group messenger so everybody can share all of the tips and tricks that they learn as they come here. Did you have anything similar to that, Cornelia, when you arrived, or what kind of support network did you have when you arrived?
I can say it's a very strong support network when I went with Kinetics, because even before arriving in the United States, we do have that group chat. And there will be nurses who will be flying first before other, so they will put their insides. So I went here, I went there. This is the best thing to do for this one. So we are not like, we are not groping in the dark when we come here. We are prepared with so much information that there's basically no fear as upon arrival in the United States, because you have a strong support group.
That's so good to hear, Cornelia, and makes me so happy. I can see Adina also smiling.
I'm so happy to hear
that. I think for a lot of the Kinetics team, a lot of us are immigrants. So we have also been through this process of moving to the United States. And it's a very exciting one, as I'm sure EJ and Cornelia and Rana and Adina can all attest. But it's also extremely scary, especially if you're coming with kids. You're uprooting your family, and it can be a totally different experience. And to have that support network is so important to have that in place. Rana, what do you tell nurses who are getting ready to prepare to come and they're worried about, will I have that support network and how do I find that support network? What would be your advice for them?
So Danielle, we have this circle of supports that we provide to our nurses before they come here to the USA. So what we advise them is to look through those lists and to give them like, a little bit of information of, like when it comes to finding a house or...
What about the clubhouse? That's one of my
first... The clubhouse that we do every month helps them a lot as well, because we have some guests there also that share their experience, share their knowledge. Like before coming here to the USA, this is what you need to prepare. You can look through this link to find your house. And also like what Cornelia said, and EJ, it's good to have that group chat of nurses who are already here, because they could share, oh, I live here because it's zoned to a good school. I came here with my family and this apartment complex is zoned to a good school. So try to find a house here or apartment unit here and see maybe it will fit you. Or if there's no more available, then there's another apartment complex here that also zoned to that good school. So that really helps them a lot to prepare before coming here to the USA. So these are all, these are very, very helpful for nurses that coming here with their kids. So, and also some nurses prepare to, prefer to come here first before they send their, before their family. So, that's another option for them because they want to see the place first, which is also a good option for them to, they want to see the place first before they, ask their family to, okay, you guys are ready to come here. I already bought a house, which is, it's really nice to hear them saying that, like after a year of working here in the USA, they already bought a house. So, which is another, good to, be zoned to a good school, close to the grocery shopping, close to the hospital. So, it really helps a lot, that support system that they have. So
thank you, Rana. That definitely makes sense. All of that is such good advice for our nurses. And I'm sure a lot of nurses are wondering, what's going to happen with housing? How does that work? Am I just going to, touch down at the airport and fend for myself? What's going to happen? So Adina, maybe you can talk a little bit about housing generally.
Yeah, no, we're here to help you. We have a wonderful concierge program and community liaison. All the different facilities do have different nurse packages, and there is a different housing component. But in general, we're here to help you and get you temporary housing and then be able to show you around to the different areas so that way you can get some more permanent housing. There's a lot of different options, Airbnbs and apartments, but our whole team is here to help you and make sure that you have someone to hold your hand and that you can come and get settled easily.
Nina's right when she says that we really want to make sure our nurses are set up. So with Kinetics, we are direct hire. So that means that you will be the employee of the hospital or healthcare facility that you're going to be working for. And every hospital has a different nurse package. So every hospital is going to offer you something different, which is why it's important to make sure that you understand your offer and you know what's being given to you. But one of those components is going to be some kind of housing. So you are going to be able to look at that, look at the cost of living, compare that. You know, we're talking about a lot of different states here with the Wild West, but the United States in general is a huge place. There is a lot going on. There's a lot of different affordability, housing costs, all of that kind of stuff to take into consideration. So we are almost closing out on our show today. So I want to give everybody a final moment to give a piece of advice. You know, is there anything that you wish you would have known before you came to the U.S.? Something you wish someone would have told you, or just any advice that you have generally for nurses who are watching around the world. Let's start with you, Cornelia.
Thank you. I would advise anyone who's interested coming to the United States to go ahead and grab the opportunity. Don't be afraid of retrogression. You have to be prepared if the U.S. opens again for nurses. You wouldn't regret it. And if you're already assigned to a certain city and you have fears of coming into a completely new environment, you can always go to YouTube. I used to watch actually vlogs from the place where I'm supposed to go, so it wouldn't feel very much different. Okay. And so, yeah, just grab the opportunity. And if you don't know how to drive yet, make sure you get driving lessons in your country so that it wouldn't be so hard for you to get your license in the United States, because it's almost always a necessity to drive around.
I think that is such good advice, Cornelia. And I love what you said about watching videos about where you were going to live. I was talking to one of our nurses who told me that she used to look on Google Maps at the area that she was going to be living. And she would just kind of scroll around there and be able to see the hospital and where she was going to be living. And that made her feel so much more comfortable. So I think that is such great advice to our nurses. EJ, let's turn to you.
Like what Cornelia said, like there are a lot of good resources now on YouTube, bloggers, Filipinos or different nationalities that give you like an insight of what looks like in your facility will be and how to live there and what is life in there. And also try to find connections with your common nationalities who live also in nearby, like the connections that they have, they can give you resources that will help you when you get here. And just continue the dream, the American dream. And I would say that there's a lot of things that this is my first time working outside my country, and it really opened my mind to a lot of things, that we have a lot of opportunities here, not just becoming registered nurse, but there's a lot of areas of different stuff that you can do for your career, that you can do for yourself, you can do for your family. You just have to take a little more faith. I know that there's retrogression everywhere, but it's just like a preparation for you guys to be in here.
I think that is such good advice, EJ, especially the last thing that you said about there is retrogression, but it just gives you more time to prepare to be here. I think that's such a positive way at looking at what's happening. And retrogression doesn't mean that anything is stopping. It just means that there is a delay. So we are going to get you here. You're going to still go through the same process. We can still file you. There is just a slight delay right now. But every month we pray and hope for an update from USCIS. We have our immigration shows once a month. So make sure to check those out. And every month we all keep our fingers crossed for some movement on the visa bulletin. Adina, what final piece of advice do you have for our nurses?
I think that I really just want to make sure you know that we really care. We're really devoted to you. We genuinely want to help you and take care of you. We've put a lot of time and effort into our programming, into our process. We are so experienced and you're in such good hands. So we just are excited for the opportunity, but I genuinely want to just get my point across that you're taken care of, you're helped, you're guided, and you'll find the lid for your pot. Everyone's different. Everyone has different needs. But there's so much opportunity. And we're just so excited that you're here, that you're listening, that you're learning. And the American dream is waiting for you.
Ah, oh, that was so beautiful, Adina, and so genuine. And I think Adina really speaks for all of us at the Kinetics team. We truly do really love working with our nurses. A lot of us, this is a second or third or fourth career. And for a lot of us, we decided to do this because we are so passionate about it. And I hope that passion shines through every week that we do those shows. Rana, any final piece of advice?
Yes, Daniel. I just want to say, once the opportunity there, grab it. You know, stick to your plan, stick to your goal. Don't let that retrogression stop you. You know, this is your dream. You know, it just give you more time to prepare, so which is good. And do your own research as well about, once you already know where you're going, do your own research about that place. Study about, you know, how, you know, how's the living there, the cost of living there, and how you're going to bring your family there. So, and learn how to drive. It's really, really important here in the USA that you know how to drive. So, yeah, that's all.
Good final pieces of advice for Rana. And as everybody on this panel has said, follow your dreams. Thank you so much to my guests today. You were all amazing and had such good advice for all of our nurses. Gave great insight into the wild, wild west and what life is like. So thank you, everybody, for your time today. It was such a fun show. Love talking to you all, and hope everybody around the world found this to be useful information. And we look forward to welcome you all into the United States. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.